Mr. Ruto, as a powerful politician, for his alleged role in planning and organizing violence to achieve his political ambitions and satisfy his thirst for political power. Mr. Sand, a radio broadcaster, for his alleged role in using his public voice to further Mr. Ruto's criminal plans. From late December 2007 until early January 2008, Kenya was engulfed in a wave of political and ethnic violence following the results of a hotly contested presidential elections. The regions worst affected by this violence was the Rift Valley province. It is the violence in the Rift Valley, in particular, the districts of Nandi and Uasin Gishu, that is the subject of the present case. Once the dust has settled and the flames were doused, over 200 people lay dead and another 1,000 people were injured in these two constituencies alone.
Yes, indeed. I'm just
over 50,000 homes were razed to the ground in the Uasin Gishu alone, the highest number in any single district in Kenya. And tens of thousands of people fled the area. Estimates of the number of internally displaced Kenyans from the Rift Valley range from 200 to 4,000. It is difficult to imagine the suffering, all the terror of the men and the women and children who were burned alive, hacked to death, or chased from their homes by armed youth. A vast majority of the victims of the violence in the Nandi and Uasin Gishu districts were ethnic Kikuyu who were or were perceived to predominantly be supporters of the Party of National Unity, commonly referred to as the PNU. The PNU was the main opposition in the 2007 elections to the Orange Democratic Movement, or the ODM, a party in which Mr. Ruto was a powerful leader. The Kikuyu ethnic group was a minority ethnic group in the Rift Valley. The majority, being the Kalenjin ethnic group, had historically perceived the Kikuyu to be the unwelcome settlers who had misappropriated what the Kalenjin considered to be their ancestral land. The question posed in these